Killed, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Episode 1, On Your Bike.
Ah, the perfect Friday night. Dinner prepared, child sedated, wife changing into something more comfortable, and of course, the sweetest sound of all. Netflix.
I just banjoed Theo's drum kit in the dark and he didn't even twitch. Oh, Calpol, you've done it again. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're in Lycra, but not in the good way.
I told you I was out with the cycle club tonight.
No, you said you were looking forward to getting back in the saddle.
Same diff.
Diff. You can't go on a Friday sex night.
Since when is Friday sex night?
Ever since Making a Murderer's hostile takeover of Sex Tuesday, and we had to reschedule the last one after Theo's dirty protest supposedly killed your mood.
It was in your hair. Oh, I can't believe we've become one of those couples that schedule sex.
Don't say that like it's a bad thing. You didn't even know it was happening. The schedule, I mean, that sounded absolutely dreadful.
I know we've not had much time alone since I went back to work, but Friday riding's the new thing, and we're excited about it. We're calling it Friding.
Friding? Is that what passes for humour in the cycling community?
Don't start. Cyclists are all right, kind of, once you get to know them.
Hmm. Maybe I should join then. What's so funny? We'd get to see each other more, and I reckon I'd be a pretty good pedal pusher.
Mark, sweetie, cycling's very physically demanding, and you're the only man I know who's completed Netflix.
It's never complete. That's the beauty of Netflix. You just need to stay on top of it. This is why you're so far behind.
I love your passion. I do. But sitting on the sofa, watching box sets is your thing.
Watching box sets together is my thing. Was my thing.
Maybe I shouldn't go out tonight. Sounds like we need a bit of a talk.
A talk? I don't think we need to go that far.
Oh, good.
Look, you go. I'm being silly.
Well, you are a bit. You don't even have a bike.
Exactly. I'll just watch Ozark Series 2 on my own then.
What? The whole thing? Tonight? When were we supposed to have sex?
I fear the first 10 minutes of EP5 are pretty disappointing.
Well, there you go then. 10 disappointing minutes either way. See ya!
Can I help you, Chief?
Yeah, I need to buy a bike. Like, this one's really cool. The Pound 3000.
That's not the name, Chief. That's the cost.
£3,000 for a bike?
Shh, keep your voice down. You're making it sound unreasonable. So, you're obviously new to our ways. Let's start simple and work up. What kind of pedals do you want?
I don't understand.
What kind pedals you want?
I understand the question, I just don't understand why it's a question. Whatever pedals come with the bike.
A lot of them don't come with pedals, Chief. That one you liked before, for example.
The Pound 3000 doesn't even come with pedals. No wonder it's so expensive. It's the Venus de Milo of bicycles.
Shush! Let's start simpler. Do you want road, mountain, cyclocross, touring, or hybrid?
Yes.
Ugh, what do you need the bike for?
I was hoping for about 60 quid. Something basic with pedals. So I can join my wife's cycle group.
You're joining a cycle group and you don't even have a bike. You're going to need so much stuff.
Like what?
Helmets, gloves, gels, gilets and some padded shorts for those long rides.
Whoa. Lycra. Not a chance, mate. You're not turning me into a mammal.
Middle-aged men in Lycra are my best and some months only customers, Chief. I'll not have a bad word said against them. If you turned up to my cycling group without the right kit, I know a guy who would call you a total Fred. Which is pretty much the most humiliating thing you can be called in cycling circles. Unless it's your actual name.
I think I can handle it. Look, this one's great. It's got pedals, it's cheap, and it's the same shade of blue as my shorts. I'll take it.
You're cold, Chief, but you're not walking out of here without a helmet. We've got the Bell Super 2, the Crossover XL, the IXS Trail.
Blue one. Just give me the blue one.
We've got Duck Egg Blue, Azure, Ocean Blue, Sky Blue, Cornflower Blue, Baby Blue, and Blue.
Come on, easy riders. I want to get going. Let's saddle up.
Don, I'm group leader. We don't saddle up until I say, let's saddle up. That wasn't me saying it, by the way.
I don't mind if Don says it.
Me either. I found it rousing. I'm very roused.
Let's just go before I soil myself.
That can be your catchphrase, Sue.
We don't need catchphrases, okay? All right? Can we be grown-ups? Good. Now let's ride!
Oh, hey, wait up, everyone. Someone's cycling towards us really slowly.
Look at the state of him. Were we expecting a new guy?
There's been nothing on the Facebook page. Good grief. He's wearing swim shorts.
Well, you never know. He might be halfway through a triathlon.
He's all over the road. What a total Fred.
Don! Don, wait up!
Oh, no!
I know that bike.
Do you know that guy?
I thought I did. It's my husband.
Oh, really? I mean, why?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm fine. Woohoo! Feel the burns!
Mark, what are you doing here?
Having a stroke by the looks of things.
He's funny. That's a funny thing to say. Oh, God, I do feel a bit sick, actually.
Take your time, love. Catch your breath. Okay, Meg?
Yeah, thanks. Let me guess, Sue? Don's told me all about you guys and your adventures, so I thought I'd join in. Surprise!
I'm sorry, Mark, but our rules clearly state that new members should email in advance if they want to join one of our rides.
Not if an existing member vouches for them, Section 1, Paragraph 5.
Oh, you read my rules. Don, if you don't vouch for this man, then I will.
I can't exactly not vouch for my own husband, can I? Can I? No.
Welcome aboard, Mark. I'm Jack.
You're little Jack from the office.
Yeah, I'm kind of like your wife's work husband.
Calm down, Junior. Work son, more like.
But you're not little at all. Don is like the pound 3,000 of men.
And this is Brennan.
We've already met.
Here, this bike you sold me doesn't seem to work on hills.
What hill? We're below sea level. Don't blame the bike for your spaghetti legs, Fred.
What I'm the chief. I like chief.
Brennan just loves cycling more than he's emotionally equipped to deal with. If it helps, it'll be much worse once we get going.
Before we actually set off, has anyone got any water?
Oh, great. Fred's not got any water. What kind of Fred turns up without any water?
The website states you should bring water, Mark. You're obviously not the man I thought you were.
Honey, maybe you should head home if you're not prepped for this.
You can join us next time and bring the cream egg you owe me.
Everyone just needs to calm down, especially Cycle Chops over there.
Oh no, Fred's a camel. He doesn't need water.
Guys, I'm a primary school teacher, okay? I'm on my feet like 5 hours a day, 8 months a year. I don't need padded shorts or Day-Glow, Lycra, sports gel, fingerless gloves, wraparound glasses.
That's a dig, isn't it? I need all this stuff.
Well, all I need is the heart of a lion and the legs, thighs and arse of a man. Now, enough worrying. Let's bike! I'm fine. Honestly, I'm absolutely fine. Don't worry about me. It's all good.
I didn't say anything.
I said I'm fine. God.
Why are you here, Mark?
I thought a little ride together would be fun. It's lonely on the sofa. I thought it'd be nice to speak to some adults for a change.
It's not a social club.
Anybody want a biscuit?
Yes, please. Everyone seems very nice, and Jack is very pretty.
Great. Now you're jealous of Jack.
Of course not. I'm much too secure in our marriage to be jealous of that bronzed Adonis.
Good, because you've got nothing to worry about. Yeah, he's gorgeous, and we work together, so we connect on an intellectual level. But if I'd wanted any of that, I wouldn't have married you, would I?
You're annoyed. I deserve that for turning up unannounced.
You do! Mark, I know you want us to spend more time together. I do too. But it can't be here. You hate sport.
Sport? It's sitting down and moving your legs a bit. I do that when it's your turn at Hoover.
You think so? All right. Well, since you're here, show me what you've got. Let's catch up with the others. Come on then. Pump those little legs for Mama.
Mama? What's happening to you?
This is what I'm like on a bike, babe. I can't explain it. We can make it fun, though. Race me. Race your wife.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God.
Yes, Mark.
Oh, God.
Well, that's the speed. Keep it up. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Why are you stopping?
I've got a puncture. Oh, what a shame.
Hold up, everyone. Mark's got a puncture. Oh.
You don't need to tell everyone.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's a flat tire, not erectile dysfunction.
Hold up, everyone. Fred's got erectile dysfunction.
It's just a little puncture. No, I don't.
Perfect timing, Mark. The egg salad sandwich is coming out.
Ah, don't mind if I do.
Will you help yourself? Again.
You gave us your word you'd cause no disruption.
Looks like Fred's word is worth about as much as his bike.
You sold me this. And my name is Mark.
Does Mark need a hand with his puncture?
No, Mark doesn't need a hand with his puncture.
Actually, thank you.
Of course you do. You don't even have a puncture repair kit.
I don't need one. I can do it with one hand, one finger even.
Good afternoon. AA Breakdown Service.
Hey, how are my boys? Oh, Mark, no.
Please don't look at me.
You tried to fix the puncture again and got your hand stuck in the wheel again, didn't you?
I did, yes.
3 days you've been at this. I wish you'd let me do it. Hold still.
Ow! Mother! Fudger! Oh, thank you. But the AA man was very clear. This is my problem and I should be able to fix it myself at my age.
Where is our son?
Probably in his room, googling all the swear words he heard me screaming earlier. Go up and see him. I'll crack on so I'm ready for Friday.
Really? Because there's no shame in accepting something isn't right for you.
It didn't used to be right for you either, remember?
Exactly! I joined the club because I was sick of sitting on the sofa, eating pizza, watching telly every night after Theo went to bed. But you love that stuff.
I feel like that should be insulting, but it's basically a list of my favourite things. But
there you go then.
Well, if you were here with me, I'd keep doing it, but you're back at work now and you're thriving and you're cycling and I don't want to get left behind.
Oh, Mark, that is not going to happen.
I know it's not, because I'm going to be right by your side on my 60-pound ride! Just as soon as I get my hand free again. You don't mind, do you?
Well, that was a tense meeting. Friday can't come soon enough.
Will Mark be joining us again?
Yeah.
Why do I get the sense that you're not too happy about that?
Because I said it like this. Yeah.
I thought it would be nice having your home husband alongside you.
I don't cycle for nice. I do it for speed and distraction. Taking all my frustration out on the road.
Getting out of the city.
All those delicious flies. Mark's built it up to mean something it doesn't, and if I ask him to stay away, it'll become a thing. And who's got time for a thing?
Maybe he'll work it out for himself.
Or maybe he just needs a little push.
Or maybe he'll work it out for himself.
Decision's made, Jack.
Guys, you could have waited for me. I wasn't peeing for that long.
The 90-second rule is there for a reason.
And that reason is Francis's blatant sexism.
My group, my bladder, my rules.
Anyway, it's done now. So, this is it.
This is it? The great big hill? You ready?
At dawn, Francis likes to do his speech.
Of course he does.
The great big hill is so named for its size and shape, and feared for those same reasons.
It really is a great big hill.
Oh. And are you seriously expecting me to climb that thing?
Full membership of the Easy Riders requires everyone to climb it successfully.
But on the website, it said within 3 months of your first ride.
But Francis updated that very recently, didn't you?
Yes, I'm pressing send as we speak.
So everyone's done this, even Sue?
Yes, even me.
Really? Sorry, I'd always assumed Sue was like a mascot or something. You really climbed the big hill?
Great big hill.
Not first time, obviously, or second or 33rd, but one weekend I came on my own
oh,
and I...
Oh, I see. Okay, so nobody's ever actually seen Sue climb the hill.
Great big hill. Please, some respect.
Well, no, but...
But we trust her, unlike Fred here.
That's not fair. If I have to climb the Great Big Hill with everyone watching, then so should Sue, or... Actually, neither of us could do it, which would be absolutely...
I second the Sue motion.
Oh. Thank you, darling.
Fine. I've done it once, and I can do it Okay.
Oh, just me. Fine. Okay. In that case, then, Sue, Mark, get up that great big hill. Sue.
Not now.
Sue!
What is it?
Please can I have a banana?
Sure. Have another free banana.
Thanks. How come you've always got so much food?
Because I work in a supermarket with terrible security.
Oh. What do you do there?
Security guard. That's why I joined the club. I'd be sitting about all day with no one to talk to.
Aren't you supposed to walk up and down the aisles?
Do you want that banana or not?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, where you go, Sue? You're speeding up.
I'm not. You're going backwards. Pedal, Mark!
I am. I am! It's not doing any good. The hill's too steep. Sue! Sue! Sue!
They've been gone a while. I could have had 14 wheeze.
I can't see them for the trees. Do you think they've stopped?
He's quite clearly asking for soup.
Oh! Good. Big Chief Fred, what's in the bag?
It's a massive field, so I had to buy a metal detector, but that's everything from the crash site. I don't expect a full refund, but...
Then you're not going to be disappointed.
Oh, come on, Brennan. You can keep the potatoes. Okay, the bike's in a million pieces, but the pieces are only a few days old.
You know what? I'll give you a tenner. In vouchers, redeemable only in this shop.
That's a lot better than I expected. Thank you.
You were sent up that hill too soon. I said to Francis, he's a terrible cyclist, he'll embarrass himself, but Dawn insisted he change the rules.
What? It was Dawn's idea?
She just said you needed a little push. Didn't she tell you?
Of course she did. I forgot, that's all.
That'll be the concussion. Serves you right for buying a £3 helmet. Talking of which... How do you want to spend these vouchers?
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
There she is. Mark not fancy another crack at the great big hill, then?
No, you won't be seeing him again.
Well, then tell him that voucher's non-transferable.
I'm not surprised he quit. It takes a certain mentality to be a proper cyclist.
Oh, toot toot you! Toot toot! Toot toot! Toot toot!
There's nothing wrong with his mentality. Cycling's just not his thing, that's all.
It's just a shame he had to learn that on the great big hill.
Yeah.
But congratulations to you, Sue.
Thank you.
Climbing it for the first time.
Second time.
Of course.
Would have been great to see it.
I know. But it happened at exactly the same time you were all digging Mark out of that potato field.
Yes. This whole thing can't have been easy for you, Dawn. Being associated with that...
That what?
Oh, I'd finished.
Have you got something you want to say, Francis?
I think you're really neat. We all do. But I guess when we saw him...
We did start to question ourselves.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Why would she...
Of all the people she could be with...
Choose to be with that...
Well...
I wasn't finished. That shambles...
Mark is not a shambles, normally. And he had to put up with a lot from you guys. Judgment, snide comments, getting called Fred all the time. And all he ever did was try his best.
You're the one who sent him up the great big hill before he was ready.
He'd never be ready.
Yes, he would. In fact, yes, he will.
Oh, so it's coming back then. Great.
No, I'm putting my foot down. Mark's not cycling people.
He's better than cycling people. And he's going to prove it by doing the hill faster than all of you. No, that's ridiculous. He's going to do it faster than Sue.
Hey.
Yeah, you're right. That's too easy. No one believes you've done it. He'll do it faster than Sue and Brennan.
I'm not racing anyone. It's not safe. Tell her, Francis.
The only thing I dislike more than non-cycling people is cycling people telling me what to tell other cycling people. So game on.
My husband's gonna beat the pair of you, and we're gonna rub it in all your faces. And then every group cycle after that's gonna be really awkward, and that'll be all our fault, and we won't care.
which will make it worse.
I've missed you so, so much.
Calm yourself down. I was only brushing my teeth.
Actually, I was talking to the feeling in my buttocks.
I want to spend more time with your buttocks. We should hang out more.
I've been thinking about that. What if, and hear me out, we put Theo up for adoption?
You think his new parents would be able to get him to stay in his bed?
I don't want to be adopted!
Go back to bed then.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
So, how would you feel about rejoining the cycle group?
Guilty conscience finally caught up with you, eh? Brennan told me how you set me up.
What? No, I didn't. I mean, I did, obviously. Are you angry?
I'm grateful. I should never have left the sofa. Sport's your thing. And if there's something out there for me, the best place to find it is in the watch list marked Lifestyle Documentaries.
Please. The guys really miss you.
No, they don't. I bet they had a field day after my crash.
We all did. You were stuck in that potato furrow for over an hour.
Exactly. Brennan's right. I'm a total Fred. I looked up and it's actually a very accurate description.
Prove him wrong then. Prove them all wrong. They were laughing at you, Mark. They are terrible people and we need to teach them a lesson.
Okay, that's the exact opposite of what you said 5 seconds ago. What's going on?
Nothing. I just want you back cycling beside me.
They were all sagging me off. And you defended me, didn't you?
I wanted to shut them up, but I got a bit overexcited and I bet them that you'd do the hill faster than Brennan and Sue.
There's no way I could do that.
I mean, you could if you actually tried and I helped you. And wouldn't it be great to rub their faces in it? Oh, you know how much I love rubbing people's faces in things.
You really do. Well, if you think I can, then maybe I could go back. Just the once. To do the hill.
Yes! And when you're at the top, you can tell them to stuff their club. Oh, they'll hate that, stupid cyclists.
I'll come back for the hill, and then I'll quit. But, seriously, do you really think I can do this?
I do. But the question is, do you believe in yourself? Come on, buddy. Keep working. You're doing great. Sue's in our sights.
I don't think I can do this. I feel sick. I'm actually going to die on the hill I was prepared to die on.
Just concentrate on your pedaling.
Okay. My pedaling sucks. Oh, pedaling is so hard. I hate pedaling.
You think of that guy you were watching the other night on Netflix. Would he give up?
What guy?
You know the guy, the hero, Pablo.
Pablo Escobar? The most notorious drug dealer on the planet.
Well, he was focused and goal-driven.
The army shot him in the head.
Oh, spoiler alert.
He says you watched it at work.
I always say that when I don't want to watch something.
What?
Hey, look, we're closing in on Sue. You've got angry thighs, mate.
Oh, they're furious. Give me more stuff to get angry about.
Yeah, yeah. Killing Eve? Still cannot see what the fuss was about. She's still alive.
It's a modern masterpiece.
Oh, your thighs are livid. Bye, Sue.
That's... Hell feels steeper today than it was the two times I definitely did it before.
Cool story, Sue. Brennan's just up ahead. Come on, Mark. More anger.
Tell me the truth. How do you really feel about the new Doctor Who?
Oh, Doctor Who gives a...
Why didn't you say so early?
I didn't want to talk about it any more than I had to. Oh, and you know what else? Bodyguard is a massive waste of a lot of people's time and money. Your man's Scottish accent is terrible.
Ah, that was his real voice.
We're coming for you, Brennan.
You'd better give me a wide berth, Fred, or you know what'll happen.
Oh, what you gotta do, Brennan?
I'll fall off.
Oh.
Yes! We're past him. Give me one last blast to get me over the hill.
Here we go. You can't keep living your life through me and Theo.
John?
You need to get out there. Find something, anything that makes you feel alive again.
John?
Because we've only got one life, and if it's going to be boring, there's a real danger that... Look! We're on the flat!
Yeah, like quite a few moments ago. All that stuff you were saying about, you know, to try and push me over the top, you... You didn't really mean it, did you?
You did it!
Oh, I doubted you every step of the way, but congratulations, Mark.
Great effort, Mark. I'm so proud to co-husband Dawn with you.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Good work, Fred. I mean that.
You're one of us now, Mark.
Yeah. Well, he's got something he wants to say to you about that. My Mark, the face rubbing.
Look, she's nearly at the top. Let's go and cheer her on.
Shouldn't have eaten so much fondue.
Few yards short. Are we counting that?
We always do. Drag her up. First order of business. It is my pleasure slash duty to say congratulations to Mark
Fred.
Nichols on becoming an official member of the Easy Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, would you like to say a maximum of 20 words?
20. Right. Well, I want you all to know that I have developed a newfound respect for cycling and...
Let him finish, Francis. Maybe he was going to say he had a newfound respect for you.
In that case, carry on.
A newfound respect for cycling and myself.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, the way you congratulated me, it made me feel part of something. It made me feel alive, and now I can see why this group means so much to Dawn. So I'd like to stay, if that's okay.
I guess we'll never know.
It's good with me, Mark.
Respect my horn! Now... It's time for our second order of business. Due to our increased numbers, it is finally practical to split us into a fast group and a slow group.
Come on, I don't want to be in the slow group.
Ah, who says you will be?
Francis is about to in three, two...
From now on, Dawn, Jack and myself will break away and Brennan, Sue and Mark will follow on at their own charming pace. Now, let's saddle up.
Dawn, wait... I thought we'd be spending more time together.
Well, you'll just need to get yourself into the fast group then, won't you?
Oh, how am I going to do that?
The L word, baby! It's all down to the L word!
Oh, that's really sweet!
It's not what you think it is, Fred.
No? What is it then?
Lycra.
Saddled, with Mark played by Greg McHugh, Dawn by Lucianne McAvoy, Brennan by Richard Gadd, Jack by Richard Rankin, Francis by Robin Lane, and Sue by Sally Reed. The producer was Gus Beattie. Saddled is a Gus Mann production for BBC Radio Scotland.